With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:06. It's Wednesday. Good morning.
It is Wednesday.
I did wake up this morning a little cranky.
Why?
I was like, man, it's only Wednesday.
Really?
I think because we're cruising into payday and I'm excited about it.
Oh, God. Of all things to think about coming up, you're like, oh, payday.
I don't know. I'm still basic in that regard. Anyways, how was your day yesterday?
I've gotten like 7.5 hours of sleep the last three nights, and I'm still so tired in the morning. I think my body just loves that it's getting colder out, and I just love that warm bed in the morning. I love it.
I said it yesterday. That's the biggest thing about getting up to pee in the middle of the night. You get back in bed, and you get that feeling again of like crawling back into bed, and it's fantastic.
Oh, it's so nice.
God.
Also, I have an appointment today at an esthetician's place.
A who?
Esthetician.
Okay.
Your girl's getting waxed for the first time in a long time. We don't need to go into any more details, but I'm just saying it's been a long time.
What's your move? Do you do the landing strip or Mickey Mouse?
Really on the air?
Jesus.
Sorry.
God.
Pretty innocuous terms.
I mean, no, it's not.
Okay.
Anyways, let's just move on. I'm just excited because it's been a while.
I rolled home yesterday as a kind of a low-key folk hero because... If you remember, I got a flat tire yesterday morning.
Yes.
And then I had to wait for my tire to get replaced yesterday. They got the tire at 2:30, and it wasn't going to be done until 3:30. Now, when you come to work super early, waiting at the radio station until 2:30 is pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw me. I was watching Netflix, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But I went and picked up the car at 3:30. I'm cruising home. Before I left the dealership, I got on the Panda Express. I ordered Panda Express, and I was able to walk through the front door holding orange chicken and fried
rice. Wow.
They looked at me as if I was a golden god. So that was cool.
That's a long-ass day, though.
Oh, it was a long-ass day.
You were here till like 2:30?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, it was fine, though. I was watching my show.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Jason, how are you?
Very serious question.
Yes.
Is my new sweater too yellow? Is this a good look?
It's very bright. It is very bright.
The only reason you're going to get away with it is because it's Halloween themed. If it wasn't, I'd be like, maybe it's a little bit.
It has a picture of Frankenstein on it. I saw this in the store. This is not a joke for the air. I saw this in the store and I thought, it kind of looks like something like Justin Bieber would wear, and he's cool, so I should buy this.
Serious?
Yes.
That was your thought?
Yeah, like this kind of color. Like, you know,
very pop star color, yes.
Yeah. No, it is very pop star. You know what it is, though? Up against that, the background, it kind of looks like the what color is the dress meme. Like, I'm looking at it.
Well,
is it yellow?
For people listening, they have no idea what color it is.
It's like a neon yellow. I'm standing against a gray wall.
We have to post a picture.
Okay.
Of your new Frankenstein.
And just say, is this sweater too much?
Like, Jason, I was afraid after staring at it for a while, I was kind of thinking it looked like pee-pee.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I think it just looks like a faded, like, bright yellow.
Yeah.
we can't just talk about it. We have to post a picture, but it's a very interesting yellow color. Not something I would envision for a Frankenstein hoodie.
That's sort of why it works, I think.
It's Halloween week. You can get away with it.
Oh, but I'm going to be wearing this in March.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
It's very Warhol in a weird way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Now we have to post a picture.
Okay.
Work on it. Thank you. All right. 6:10. What's coming up for you? We have $1,000 cash 11 times today. Money where it matters. Your next chance to win at 7:25. And then coming up at 6:25, we're taking all your comments and your calls about what you got going on for Halloween, because it's coming in quick this weekend.
Yeah, we've mentioned that the average parent, I guess, is only going to take their kid to 5 different houses and probably houses they know. And we want to see how that compares to your plans on Saturday.
Yep, people need ideas too. So keep them coming on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. We'll talk about them next. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. 6:21. Good morning. About an hour from now, $1,000 for you to text and win. Money where it matters. Just get ready for it, okay?
Halloween is on Saturday, and you know this year's going to be a little bit different than most years. We were reading that on average, parents are going to go to 5 different houses with their kids to trick-or-treat, and probably houses that they know.
I think most people, to your point, I think they're like what we're doing. We are sticking to our side of the block.
Okay.
Meaning, like, our street is big. We don't necessarily know the neighbors on the other end of the street, but on our end of the street, and we have, like, five or six little kids. We're going to put tables out.
Yeah.
Sanitize the candy.
A lot of people are doing the table thing.
Nobody's doing a shoot. Now I'm bummed that I'm not doing a shoot. Especially since
you gotta visit. Why don't you drive and visit your neighbor? You should do that.
Yeah. So if you want to see probably the sickest candy shoot I've seen, not that I've seen a ton, but my buddy loves Halloween. He loves Halloween almost more than Jason. He's not letting anything stand in his way. He did a light up disco candy shoot out of his second story window. We have a video up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. And respect to anybody that isn't letting the Rona get in their way of their Halloween festivities, finding workarounds. I appreciate that.
Let me read a couple comments because we did ask our listeners, what are you doing? Evelyn said, I'm making Halloween baskets, just like Easter baskets for everyone in the family. What a cool idea.
Great idea.
Deborah said, we're doing a candy hunt in the backyard.
Yep.
We're barbecuing ribs, we're baking cupcakes, and we're watching scary movies.
I'm sorry, what was her address?
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm like, damn, ribs and cupcakes? Like, I don't even care if it's Halloween.
My house would call that Tuesday.
Seriously. I like Kimberly, too. Kimberly said that her kids insisted on trick-or-treating.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be knocking on every room in the house, she said, and they're going to get some candy.
Yeah.
If they're patient enough to let us jump from one room to the other and pretend they're surprised.
What was there? There was one lady who has, she said she has a big house and the kids are going to be knocking on every room door and saying trick-or-treat.
But it's so awkward and anticlimactic because you don't have like a million family members to open the door. So you have to be like, hey, just turn around while I go back in the door.
Yeah, but look, you do what you got to do. Now, my question is this, because I've maintained that there's no kid out there that actually enjoys going up to a stranger's house and knocking on the door and saying trick-or-treat. If a kid could walk up to your porch, you see them on your cameras and just open the door and pour candy into their bag, they would be happy.
Yeah.
Does anybody's child actually enjoy the act of knocking on a stranger's door and having to say something? I could be wrong.
Well, I don't have kids, so I can't speak for kids, but I used to love that when I was a kid.
That part of it?
Yeah, it's exciting because it's the anticipation.
Okay.
You don't know what kind of candy you're going to get. You know, sometimes I like when you open the door and they have a reaction to your costume.
Okay, so there's the moment where they're going to get wowed by your costume.
It's a human interaction.
Okay.
That's what I used to miss about it.
I watch my daughter do it, and I'm convinced that, like, if somebody would just hand her candy, she'd be happy. So I think we're going to do a scavenger hunt in our backyard or some kind of pirate booty thing. And it's going to be fun. She loves the hunt.
Yeah.
That's all she cares about, so that'll be a good time.
Are you going to invite her friends over?
We have two pod families, so there'll be three little kids total.
Okay.
In the backyard. Socially distant, wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera. Disclaimer, disclaimer. I'm just kidding. But thank you for all the really, really creative ideas. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Let us know on the Marcus and Sandy page if you're doing anything cool this Saturday. Mm-hmm.
6:24. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Gwen Stefani is engaged. They posted the photos yesterday and I had a freak out. We'll talk about that at 6:50.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 6:40. Before we start talking about ways to de-stress within 5 minutes, you have to get up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram and give it a follow because we posted that sweatshirt. Is this a sweatshirt, a hoodie that Jason is wearing?
Yeah, it's a hoodie.
He thinks he looks like Justin Bieber.
He bought the bright colored because he thought he would look like a pop star.
Yes.
And he wants to be Justin Bieber.
I mean, I saw it's like a very neon shade of yellow, and I saw it hanging there on the rack, and I thought, that's something Justin Bieber would
wear. So we're asking for comments. Like, what do you think? Too yellow or not? Does he look like a pop star? Mama Hass says, total Justin Bieber vibe, but then winky face.
Oh, thank you.
And she's flirting with you, Jason.
There's a nope. And then Pirate Sammy says, is he thinking he's handsome in this?
Oh, that's not very nice.
Savage this morning.
That's a personal attack that I didn't need at 6:40 in the morning.
Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram to check it out.
All right. So ways to de-stress within 5 minutes. This is so funny. I love this list because this is stuff that I'm trying to do all the time now. Here's your number one. Mm-hmm. Screw this list. You got to get your phone and your TV off.
100%.
No screens in front of you. No screens. The only way I'll use my phone if I'm trying to de-stress is if I have the Insight Timer app on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll set
what
it for...
What is that?
It's like a meditation timer. You set a little bell goes off, and then you set your time however long you want to sit there, and then it goes off when you're done.
It's funny that you say that because I vehemently disagree with the idea of using an app to help you de-stress because you have your phone on.
But you're not looking at it. Your eyes are closed. It's just a timer.
Yeah, but I still got to get on it. And then what happens if I'm using it and then all of a sudden I get some notification for something else? All of a sudden, game over.
Well, that's your deal because you need to turn your notifications off.
You have no notifications on?
No noise. No. Mm. God, no. Mm. I haven't ever had that. Even when cell phones weren't as big as they were now when they first came out, I always had it on vibrate. I hate noise. It's distracting. Mm.
Just this idea of using your phone to de-stress makes zero sense to me.
I mean, okay, fair enough. But there's a lot of great apps out there. I think the Calm app is another one. Yeah. Insight Timer.
Sure.
Focus on your breathing. That sounds really dumb, but it does work. And deep belly breaths. It sounds silly. Have you ever tried that?
Can you demonstrate?
No, you can't do it on the air. It's anticlimactic, but most of us are breathing just shallow from our chest and you feel it like in your neck. But a deep belly breath, when you start and feel your stomach expand first, it comes from down there and then you slowly let that out. That is a full body breath as opposed to shallow breathing, which is more just brain breathing. Your brain, your mind, your thinking, you're not in your body. When you're deep belly breathing, you're in your body.
So if I'm present in the moment and deep belly breathing at the same time.
It gets you into the moment. I'm saying it makes you more present to breathe like that.
Okay.
It's a great de-stressor, I promise. I'm just going to read some from this list. Practice gratitude. Mm-hmm. That's always good to do. Sometimes hard to do, especially if you're in a bad mood. But writing down your gratitudes does help. Listen to a relaxing song.
That's number one for me.
Okay.
I did it yesterday, driving home. The weather was perfect. It was 71 degrees on the coastside. And I'm coming into Montara. And I thought of you and I laughed because the second I came into Montara and I saw the ocean, this came on. I literally went, Siri, play Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
And I threw my car on the predictive cruise control.
Yeah.
About 42 miles an hour. And I did not care about anything except this song and the ocean. And it was on. It works.
This wouldn't be my go-to, but I get it. You live at the beach. This is your life. This is like your soundtrack for every day.
You got to crap on me because it's not Enya or something?
Yeah, I am. Let's see. They also said to go outside for a few minutes.
Yeah.
If you can connect with nature, which is always my number one.
What do we always do here? We finish the show. Maybe we're a little stressed out sometimes. We take a walk, right?
Yes. On Friday, I had a really, really not good night. Mm-hmm. I was in a bad place. I had a kind of an emotional moment. And then I also didn't feel good. I ate some stuff. Anyways, everything was off.
Right.
Saturday, I hiked. And I swear to you, I felt so, so crappy. Even when we parked, I felt crappy. I was like, can I do this today? Mm. About 40 minutes into the hike, I was like, I think I'm feeling good now.
Yeah.
The fresh air and just not being around people. Oh, it was so nice.
Get those endorphins going.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So for what it's worth, that's how to de-stress in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. There you go. 6:44. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk Gwen Stefani and her engagement. That's up next.
Now is What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
I couldn't believe that this was real yesterday.
What's that?
Gwen Stefani engaged. She posted a photo with Blake around her, and she was flashing her ring, and she said, yes, please. And I was like, wait a minute. Did they just get engaged or married? Which one?
I thought they were engaged.
No. They've been together since 2015.
Okay.
They were one of those couples that I always thought would just be not married because it's been working so well for them so far.
Sure.
I just didn't know if they were going to do it. So anyways, they both posted the pictures. Like I said, met on the set of The Voice in 2015 when they were both going through divorces. And she did not know who Blake Shelton was beforehand, which I thought was hilarious. That she literally met him on The Voice.
Now she's a country star.
She is. I love it. I love hearing their songs together. Happy Anywhere is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Nobody But You is another one.
Is that the big one, right?
That's the big one.
That's a really good song.
So good. We have a picture of that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Give it a follow. Chrissy Teigen is back on social media. She said she missed all of us. I mean, as you know, she suffered a miscarriage about a month ago. Horrible tragedy for her family. And she posted on her Instagram stories about cooking. She said, I've missed posting my cookbook journey. I got to step away from the world and do something I love, but I truly miss being able to bring you along for the journey. I love and missed you guys. That was big for her to not be online because she's your friend that's always online.
Yep.
always on Instagram, always on Twitter. And she took a huge break, which I think was very, you know, probably necessary for healing. But it does seem like she's in a better place now.
That's good.
Election day is Tuesday. Selena Gomez just admitted she voted for the very first time. She said she never felt like her vote counted before. She said, once I started really, really going in and diving into all this, it's been all I can focus on. Didn't Snoop Dogg also admit that he just voted for the first time?
Snoop admitted he voted for the first time. And then the big one was Shaq.
Oh, yeah, it was Shaq. I was trying to remember the other one.
Shaq has never voted in like 20 years, but he said because he's doing a bunch of go vote campaigns, he's getting paid, so he doesn't want to be a liar.
He felt like a traitor.
Also, very honest.
We're asking on our Facebook page, Marcus and Sandy, what do you miss? If you're working from home now, what do you miss about going back to work? Mm-hmm. A lot of people miss the gossip and the interaction. I don't blame them. That's fun.
I don't miss the gossip. I don't know.
Well, because we're still living.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The gossip. We're here.
We're here. It's what we do for work. We give the gossip. Hey.
No, but like we're still here with each other, so we can talk with each other.
But I'm saying when we were all remote, I guess we could still talk because we were on Teams or Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
I miss being in the same room with you guys because it's difficult to really have a conversation over a Zoom call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the chemistry, it's just different.
It's
and there's
way
a
different.
Delay sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Look, three Bay Area counties, Contra Costa, Marin, and San Mateo, have advanced from the red to the less restrictive orange tier. As of yesterday. It's California's reopening plan. They join all the other counties here in the Bay. San Francisco is the only Bay Area county in the least restrictive yellow category. This basically means they'll reopen a few more businesses and then be less restrictive on businesses that are currently open. Basically, slowly but surely, we're making our way out of the darkness.
Okay.
And we are model citizens. So keep doing what you're doing. 6 feet separation. Keep that mask on. We're doing it right in the Bay is my point. They have released a list of the top 10 most haunted places in the U.S. There's one spot in the Bay on the list. Can you guess?
Haunted places in the Bay?
I got it.
Jason,
I won't know.
Winchester.
Winchester Mystery House, San Jose, number 9. There it is.
Oh, I was going to guess that, but I was like, well, that's too obvious.
It is for us.
Of course.
Number 1 on the list, something called the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum in Vegas. And then number 2, the Yuma.
Zach Bagans is from Ghost Adventures. You're welcome.
Oh, is that what that
and
is?
And I can't wait. God, on the weekend, you know what they're playing?
Huh.
He just did a ghost hunt at Joe Exotic's zoo.
Whoa.
Oh,
and the previews show that
they found something?
Human remains. The dog sniffed it out.
Carol Baskin did it. Something called the Yuma Territorial Prison and Park in Yuma. And then the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, which just these are the top three places I'll never visit. The most haunted places in the U.S. The Dodgers became World Series champions last night, winning Game 6 of the series 3-1 over the Rays. Not without some drama, though. Their third baseman, Justin Turner, was pulled from the game because he tested positive for the Rona, but then he came out on the field after the game to celebrate with his teammates. At one point, he took his mask on and smooched his lady.
So wait, when did he test positive? He didn't play in the game, right?
I don't know. It says he was pulled from the game.
Okay.
I don't think they do mid-game testing. I don't know if he was out there. I didn't watch, so forgive me. But he decided to come out after the game to celebrate, you know, hugging, and then he took his, and the internet went crazy because he took his mask off. He's, you know, I don't know if he French kissed his lady, but I mean, you know, we don't know if they're living together or whatever.
I hate to say it, but they just won the World Series. Let him kiss his damn wife.
I don't know if it was his wife or not.
I thought it was.
It was his lady.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Are you not allowed to kiss your significant other?
It depends. Are you all the little details. Are you living together?
That must be so hard, though.
I thought the issue was that he was out there in public with everybody else.
And he was
with
no mask.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So he could kiss his lady, you know, in the back locker room.
I'm over it. Anyway, I'm not going to say congratulations, Dodgers, but they did win. I can't. Like, it's in my DNA as a lifelong Giants fan. And then Halloween decorations. If you need some inspiration, we have a really sweet house in Montero. One of my buddies has he's got a candy chute coming out of the second floor window, and it's light up, and it's pretty amazing. Check that out. Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more and the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 1013.com.
KIOI-FM-HD1, San Francisco. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. And our most popular segment is this segment called Second Date Update, which we're going to do now, and then we're going to replay later.
Yes, 7:05 and 9:05 now, weekday morning. So if you're going on a date, and then you like the date, you had fun, and then it gets weird after, maybe you don't hear back from the person you went out
ghost.
With. We will call them to see what's going on.
So we've got Dave on the phone. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Hi, Dave. Well, good job on trying to even date right now. Things are so weird. We appreciate, trying.
I'm trying, for sure. It's the key word, for sure.
So was this an in-person date or a Zoom date? Tell us about Melody.
Well, it was a Zoom date, actually, and it was a great Zoom date, but I haven't heard back since. But we met on Coffee Meets Bagel a few weeks ago, and we texted back and forth, and we decided we would have a date last weekend.
So how was the chemistry? Did you guys, were you nervous at all?
I mean, I was a little nervous, but I thought we hit it off really, right away. She was super cool. She's a teacher, which I have the utmost respect for. My little brother and sister are both teachers, and with distance learning now, it's like teachers' jobs have become insanely more complicated than they ever have been. So,
Yeah,
I thought she was great. I mean, she had curly, cute hair and a good smile. And, she laughed at my jokes, which was cool. So it felt like a great connection to me. But she hasn't texted me back, so I don't really know what's up.
Did you how was your text to her? Did you ask her out again, or are you just trying to have conversation?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay. Kind of easing your way into it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, trying to be cool, but also not being, totally a doormat or whatever.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, then obviously, the segment. We're going to give her a call and hopefully she'll let us know what's going on. We'll get you some answers.
Great.
All right. Hang on. We're going to play a song and then we'll do it. All right. It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy about to make that call because we're in the middle of Second Date Update. And Dave is on the phone.
So Dave met Melody a few weeks ago on Coffee Meets Bagel. You guys ended up doing a Zoom date. You said it was a fun date, good chemistry. You love that she's a teacher. You have family that are teachers as well. She's beautiful. And now is she not getting back to your texts at all? Or is it just like she's getting back to you, but it's not?
Is it like emojis only? Or is this a full ghost?
It's full ghost, crickets, radio silence.
Annoying. Yeah, that would bother me,
right.
Especially after you've spent some time talking to each other.
So, you know how it works. We're going to call her and then ask her a couple questions. You'll be able to hear her, but she will be able to hear you. So, mute out your phone, and we'll see if we can get some answers, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
good.
Bud. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning, Melody?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Melody. This is Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning show on Star 101.3. Have you heard our show?
Hey, girl.
I know exactly who you are. This is Second Date Update.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
What?
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'm such a big fan of your show. I knew who you were. I recognized the voice, and I was like, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. I was like, no way. And then I was like, yeah, okay.
It's wow. Done.
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you're stalking us, but I like
it. Every day?
No.
It's good for my self-esteem.
Absolutely.
So, Melody, okay, this is good then. You know the segment. You know the show. So I'm sure you know who's
is it good,
waiting
girl?
For you on the other line.
So is Dave, are you there?
uh, Hey, Melody. I'm here too.
So, Melody, okay, I know this is weird for both of you right
now. This is easy.
Obviously, you know, we heard from Dave about your date. Tell us how it was for you, because he said it was really fun.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Was the chemistry not there?
It was just his manner. Like, I'm big on, like, how people treat other people. He's right, it was fun. Like, we cheered each other on Zoom. Like, we did kind of like a half hour, like happy hour kind of thing. And that was a fun idea. But then, like, he was like, I'm hungry. And would you mind if I grab some pizza from my kitchen real quick? And so, like, I don't care. Like, whatever. Let's make it a dinner date, right?
Right.
But he was gone for 20 minutes. Like 20 minutes. And when he came back late, there is no apology. And he just acted like that was normal.
You mean, wait a minute. Like, so he left you on the computer?
You were just sitting there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I, Melody, I think I said that I had to go make a pizza. I didn't think it was a big deal since we were both at home.
But you could have taken the computer into the kitchen. You could have been like, hey, I'm really hungry. I got to make this. Let me call you back so I could get on with my life for a little bit. But you just left me without, like, letting me know. Like, and you said, I'm going to go heat up some pizza. And, like, 20 minutes, that's practically making one from scratch.
Well, no, it was a frozen pizza, you know, and if you ignore it, it starts to burn at Christmas. It gets bad.
But did you just make dinner and then forget she was on the phone or on Zoom?
Not exactly. I mean, I was nervous, I guess. I was just sort of taking a little, like, gathering myself to keep.
What do you mean gathering yourself?
It was annoying. It was really annoying. And when you got back, you were just like, I don't know, you were weird, and it was like you'd been, like, drinking more, and, like, you even burped out loud once.
Dave, is she saying, does this resonate with you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, while I was in there making pizza, I did take an extra shot just to kind of calm my, I mean, it's a pandemic
finally,
after all,
honesty.
You know,
where
anxiety is just, like, through the roof. So I needed to, like, get grounded, and maybe I didn't. You know, sort of fell over the cliff before I realized.
Mm. All right. Well,
it sounds like you kind of know where you went wrong there. Do either of you guys want to try this
do-over?
Again?
Melody, can we get
no.
it?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa, okay.
No.
She's done.
No.
That's
yeah. No.
All right. Fair enough. Hang on. I think Dave was just in his feelings.
Yeah.
Lost track of what he was doing. Anyways, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. We're going to replay at 9:05. And then, of course, the podcast. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search out Marcus and Sandy. Second date update coming up next.
We're talking about what do you miss most about going to work? Mm-hmm. A lot of people working from home right now. Top of the list, gossiping at work. I love that.
That and more, plus $1,000 cash, money where it matters on the way after Pink, Star 101.3. More music, more variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's Wednesday morning, 7:19. Thanks for having us on, man. We're going to have $1,000 for you here in about 5 minutes. Money where it matters. Get ready to text and win.
So if you're working from home, what do you miss about going into work? They just surveyed a bunch of people. Two-thirds of them said they miss the office banter and gossiping the most. What I hear from that is just being social with your coworkers, which is a totally normal thing to miss.
Yes.
We don't have, we're here at work, but there's barely anyone here anymore. Like, literally two-thirds of this building is gone. Home or furloughed or fired.
It's
sorry. That's the reality of this year.
Real talk. I ran into one of our coworkers yesterday, and we talked about how weird it was to run into anybody. She was literally like, I don't ever see anyone. You're the first person I've seen since I've been here.
Yeah.
And it was weird. You're like, do we get in the elevator together? I guess so. But I missed you guys when I was working from home. I missed, you know, because we were on Teams or whatever, and that's cool. It's
we went
fine.
About 4 months where we were not allowed to have more than one person in a studio. So
right.
I was here. Producer Jason and Marcus were home. We would see each other on a screen every day. We made it work, like many places are making it work. You know, we watch the news every day. We watch NBC 11. We watch Mike Inouye, one of our favorite guys doing traffic. Everybody's home. A lot. Well, not everybody, but most people are finding a way to make it work at home. But still, I do miss, you know, just having that normal chatter. And a lot of parents need work
well, you
to get away from their kids.
Get your escape. Like, you
yes.
you get in your car that, for me, the half hour that I was in my car either zoning out or just thinking about other things. That's kind of your alone time. And then you get to your office or whatever, and you can disconnect from whatever's going on at home. You can get your job done. You can see your coworkers. You can see your friends.
Yeah.
For me personally, being at home meant I couldn't do what I consider to be half my job, which is running the technical aspect of this show, running the board, making sure the buttons fire. Sandy had to do everything. And I know it was
not well, but it got done.
No, you did great. Like, I'm going to give you props.
We were on the air. So that's number one. I did have a few breakdowns, though.
Yeah. I mean, look, you took it all on. Like, Sandy went from, you know, she has her microphone. She's in the corner. She's on her computer doing her things, but then also having to assimilate doing my things while I'm at home, kind of helpless.
Yeah.
Sometimes watching you struggle and not being able to do anything about it.
I mean, it is what it is. This year just sucks.
Yeah.
Andrea said she misses work friendships. She goes, being out of my damn house and away from my family, I love them, but damn, mama needs a break.
Yeah.
And that is so true to our audience, I think.
It's the same thing for all the parents that have to now basically homeschool or remote learn while they're working. A lot of times your child goes off to school. That's mama's time.
Yeah.
That's dad's time to reset and recharge, get done what needs to get done when the kids aren't around. And now they're just always here.
And
it's
you know
tough.
What? As much as they say that gossiping isn't good for you, a little work gossip is fun. It's fun, especially if you have, you guys do it every day. Don't act like you're above it, Marcus.
No,
everybody gossips.
I didn't say I don't. But this idea that it's good.
I'm saying it's good because I'm not saying it's healthy, but it's a good release. It's a good release when you're home and you're used to being in mom or dad mode all day.
Sure.
You just have that catty moment with your coworkers to just kind of feel like a high schooler again.
Sure, of course.
I think that's healthy. Hilda says, I miss wearing office clothes, shoes, makeup, having lunch with my coworkers. I miss my daily routine. Mm-hmm. You know, that was part of everyone's daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let us know what you miss. On the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. Now, Sandy, you worked from home for a little bit. Was there something that you missed more
often
than not?
No, I didn't miss much. I'm not very social here, which is probably to my detriment, but I didn't like how hard it was technically to
yes.
work from home. So that's
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's the only thing that bummed me out.
That was the first week I was from home where I found out that like my printer at home is out of ink. Need it the most is when you realize your equipment's not up to snuff and you're like, oh God, this is
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
my
yeah.
day
the
longer.
Office has a good printer. It's usually pretty reliable.
Yeah, that's the one. 7:23. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. They are officially engaged. And by the way, let us know on our Facebook page, Marcus and Sandy, what do you miss most about going into work?
Okay. You ready for some cash? We have $1,000 for you right now.
You know, the news can be depressing. I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
You know, we do good news twice a morning, 7:40 and 8:40. It's midweek. You may need some good news, some feels. We got you. Good news this hour brought to you by Scott Hyber Vision Care. Laser vision correction in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is about a guy in Montana. His name is Miles McCarville. What a cool name. He just had his Harley-Davidson bike returned after being stolen 4 years ago. And it was just literally 2 weeks ago, leaning up against his garage. And I love the quote in this article. It goes, I was like, what the hell? I couldn't believe it.
He said it just like that?
Yes. The bike looked exactly the same. No new miles were on it. The battery was missing. The tires were flat, but the actual bike was still there. And he built the bike 20 years ago. So this was like his little baby, you know?
That's crazy.
So he had to call the detective who was on this case and say it was unstolen. Like, nobody knows. They took it when he was on vacation. They broke into the garage and stole his bike. But isn't that weird? I always wonder things like that, how people have a guilty conscience and they carry it around with them.
You think that was it?
Yes. Why would they return it?
I don't know.
They clearly never forgot where they stole it from.
Right.
They knew it wasn't theirs.
Right.
They didn't have to return it. I think people deep down know that when they do wrong, it's whether or not they choose to listen to the voice that says, hey, this was messed up, you know?
Why is that so crazy to me? Like, 4 years you sat there with that guilt?
Who knew who had it? I don't know, but they returned it. So at least he has his bike back, and now he's going to put his batteries back and the tires and probably go for a ride.
Let's do it. We're doing good news right now, and my good news is about social media being used for good things, which I always appreciate. A lady named Marcy, who needed a second kidney transplant, and she didn't know what to do. So she put a plea up on Facebook, and a guy by the name of Ray, who they were like elementary school friends, but they had lost touch. They hadn't spoken since high school, which was 25 years prior. So not only did it reconnect them on Facebook, but he ended up being a match, and he ended up donating his kidney to a lady, a friend that he hadn't seen in 25 years.
Wow.
And now they're buddies again. And he says of all the good things he's done in his life, this takes the cake. So I just really appreciate that when things can go viral for good reasons.
Absolutely.
I guess. And Marcy gets her new kidney, and I just think that's a very selfless thing.
Anyone that's a donor,
yeah,
is just incredible.
100%. Anyway, that's our good news. 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. That's how it goes down. We'll check what's trending next on Star 101.3. It's Lewis Capaldi.
Now is What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Well, big news yesterday. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton both posted on their Instagram that they are engaged. A little photo of them holding each other. She's got the ring up. She said, yes, please. He said, thank you for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life.
Wow, look at that.
5 years together, and they're still blissfully happy. They met on the set of The Voice. She did not know who he was at all when she met him, which I think is hilarious. Mm-hmm. They were both going through a divorce, and mm-hmm. here they are.
Now she's a country star.
Yes, she is.
And it's Instagram of fish.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
We have a picture of them on our Instagram if you want to check it out. Very happy for the both of them. Sam Smith has a new album called Love Goes. That will be out on Friday. He was just interviewed by Apple. He said he wants kids by the age 35. He said, I want to have kids. I want to be with the kids. I want to watch them grow and be with them every day. I want to be a mummy. Sam Smith, currently 28 years old.
I was just going to ask. He's 28, okay.
28. Born in 1992. That was hard to look
Whoa.
At. I felt real old. Looking at his birthday.
I had accomplished much by 1992. Well, no, I had just graduated high school, but still.
Oh, feels like eons ago. Ariana Grande's new album, Positions, also out on Friday as well. Chrissy Teigen back on social media. She took a while off. Obviously, they had that tragedy losing right. the baby. She's shared some cooking photos on Instagram, and she said, I've missed posting my cookbook journey. I got to step away from the world and do something I love, but I truly missed being able to bring you along for the journey. I love and miss you guys.
I love what you said last hour. She's that friend that you have that's always online.
I don't know how she finds the time. She's cooking. She's got two kids, married to John Legend, and she's still always tweeting.
Always.
But she loves it. Mm-hmm. Election Day, Tuesday, obviously, Selena Gomez just admitted she voted for the first time. She hadn't before because she didn't think it would count. She didn't think it really mattered. Mm. Snoop Dogg and who else? Shaq also admitted to voting for the first time.
Shaq on a podcast was like, I'm getting paid to talk about telling people to go vote, you know, with endorsements and stuff. And he's like, I felt guilty. I didn't want to be a hypocrite, so I voted.
Yeah. Well, I love that people are being honest about it. There are plenty of people who are doing it for the first time, and that's what this is all about. Waking up to the fact that you have that choice and use it. Let's see. Halloween is on Saturday. We are asking on our Facebook page, Marcus and Sandy, what are you doing? Average, it said that parents are going to 5 different houses for trick-or-treating, probably people that they know. Mm-hmm. What are your plans? Are you staying home? Are you going door-to-door? Are you doing anything crazy? I know you're doing a backyard scavenger hunt.
A backyard thing. And so on Friday, I'll be helping getting decorations and stuff up. I was laughing because we paid to have all the spiders kind of eradicated from our decking just to put up fake spider webs. It made me laugh.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, it's going to be on.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a table in the front yard and maybe 5 or 6 kids in the neighborhood. We're gonna you know, wipe down the candy and whatever, and we'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody can
Let
do.
Let us know on our Facebook page. Some people don't know what to do.
Right.
And maybe they need a suggestion.
Lots of great ideas. 3 Bay Area counties, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, have advanced from the red to the less restrictive orange tier as of yesterday in California's reopening plan. They joined a bunch of other Bay Area counties getting less restrictive. And then San Francisco obviously is in the yellow, which is great. The orange tier gives increased capacity to 50% for restaurants, museums, and places of worship and movie theaters, and then increased capacity in gyms. Basically, it's all a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, check your local listings. I don't want to confuse people, but the Bay Area, I just want to commend everybody. We're doing it right. Don't take your foot off the gas. Keep your mask on. 6 feet of social distance. It's working. The rest of the country is spiking, and we are handling it because we're amazing. There. Let's see. They just released the list of the top 10 most haunted places in the U.S. Something called Zach Bagans Haunted Museum in Las Vegas came in number one.
He
now,
lives
who
there.
Is this?
He lives there. He is the star of Ghost Adventures.
Oh, that's Sandy's jam.
Yeah, I love those shows. Any paranormal show, Ghost Adventures, I love. But yeah, he has a museum. A lot of the places.
Have you been?
No, hell no. You know I won't go to that place.
But you'll watch him on TV.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm safe on my couch, but I will not go into a museum with haunted artifacts, and I don't want those spirits to attach themselves to me and follow me home. No.
Is that why it's the most haunted place? Because there's like haunted artifacts in it?
Dude, he has gone to places that have been quote unquote possessed, like
okay.
demonic, and some of them they've had to burn down because uh-huh. there's no one living there anymore, but he's taken things and put them in the museum. No, thank
Yo,
you.
What do they do? Do they eat your face or do they just assimilate your soul?
Oh, I don't know, Marcus.
Okay.
I take this semi-seriously.
Number 9 on the list, cracking the top 10, the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose. I thought that was cool. And then from the sports desk, the LA Dodgers became world champions last night for the first time since 88. They won game 6 of the series, 3-1 over the Rays. I know there are some Dodger fans in the Bay. I am not one of them, but I will give you a mini congratulations. It's been a long time. There was a little bit of drama, though. Third baseman Justin Turner was pulled from the game in the 8th inning after testing positive for the coronavirus. Buddy ran back out on the field after the game. He had to get the shot with the trophy and with the team, and nobody on the team stopped him because they're like, look, that's one of our guys. He's asymptomatic. So basically, during the game, the lab in Utah was testing his specimen or whatever, first came back inconclusive and then came back positive. But there have been a lot of false positives, too. He was asymptomatic. I don't know. But then he ripped his mask off and kissed his wife, and everybody flipped out. So this is where we're at, but sort of congratulations, Dodgers. Hard to say as a lifelong Giants fan, but whatevs. It is National Chocolate Day today, National Make a Difference Day today, and National First Responders Day today. And this year, more than ever, we appreciate our first responders for sure. Thank you for what you do. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, give it a follow if you are trying to get inspired for Halloween. A buddy's house. He's got singing jack-o'-lantern in his front yard. And a candy chute coming out of the second story window that lights up like a disco ball. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, some people have really taken this to the next level, and it's impressive.
If you're leaning into it, I respect it, man. Halloween is this weekend. Check it out. Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more in the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 1013.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:10. We have $1,000 for you in about 15 minutes with Money Where It Matters. Make sure you're here because it's very simple. You just text and then pick up block calls because it could be us with a grand.
Shout out to everyone who's doing something fun for Halloween this weekend.
Yeah.
I actually thought like this Halloween's going to suck. It's a Saturday and we're in a pandemic and you can't have the interaction. But I have to say, we asked on our Facebook page what you're doing. And a lot of people are finding ways to make this work.
I want to know if the hardware stores are selling out a PVC pipe because everybody's making those candy chutes. I've seen a lot of those.
I know. I never thought that would. That depressed me so much.
What?
I know you're tired of hearing me say this, but it makes me sad, the idea of not being able to interact door to door. It just makes me sad. That is part of the joy of a holiday, interacting with family and friends and costumes and, oh, look at you, you're a ghost. Ha ha, here's a Snickers. Like, I think that's cute. So the candy chute, even though I get it, it still made me a little sad at first.
I think I'm dealing with my own personal trauma being a kid because I was really shy And so the idea of walking up to a stranger's porch, knocking on the door, and having God knows what answer, and then having to be like, trick or treat.
Oh, really?
Would literally send me hyperventilating
as a kid. Oh,
that's
so weird. I never would have guessed
that. Yeah, I was super, super shy. And so I never wanted to put my mask on. So I was always the kid with the mask, the little, back in the 80s or 70s, maybe they still do it, but the plastic mask. You know, because you wanted to be Superman or whatever. I'd always have it cocked up. I never wanted to wear it.
Oh, really?
And I could never say the trick.
Oh, I loved it. Well, I just loved, you know, you're with your parents. You're, right. It was just part of the tradition. So I was sad thinking about this year. But a lot of people are doing things to still make it special in their own ways. Candy hunt, Joanna on our Facebook page, candy hunting in the backyard. Yeah. No trick or treating. Just going to have a bowl of candies outside of the door in case kids come by. Who knows? Rochelle says she's having a pirate-themed party for her family only with a treasure hunt in the backyard, pumpkin carving, and they're setting trick-or-treat bags on a table. A lot of people doing tables.
Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, you wipe down the candy or whatever. There's no contact or whatever. And now you've got me thinking about, like, Halloween's past. I remember one time I was there behind my daughter and her friends, and maybe she was four, and she goes up and she trick-or-treats. And, like, it's a kind of a newer experience. You ever have this situation where the person on the other side of the door doesn't know the age of the kids, but they're hell bent on scaring somebody? And this guy answered the door as a 6'5" Freddy Krueger. He throws the door open and he's like, "Hello, children." And then he realizes they're 4-year-old girls.
Oh.
And the girl's like,
so scared.
Like, so scared. And he got down on one knee. He's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." He breaks character. I'm like, "Dude, it's cool." I go, "Don't worry, baby. It's not real. Everything's cool."
Yeah.
Because you're on the other. I would imagine Jason would do this. Do you ever go out of your way to scare?
No, I don't want to. You know, especially you now like as a type. Father, it's just like, I'm not into that.
Jason loves how you love Halloween, though. I would.
Yeah,
see
but
you
I'm going
to
do it on my own terms.
Right.
You know, like I'm going to buy into watching scary. I'm not going to force that on anybody else.
Sure.
You know?
What are you doing with the kids? Are they old enough?
You know, no, because they're not.
Your son's almost three.
But we've been staying with my wife's parents,
yeah.
And it's a pretty active suburban neighborhood, so I'm thinking there's going to be some kids running around. So I was thinking about, we haven't discussed this at length in the family, but setting up a table in the driveway and just getting little bags and throwing a few pieces of candy in each bag and leaving the bags out there, and then we'll just wave at people from a distance, and they can grab a bag if they want to.
Yeah, like, don't you think that's what if I had a house, I would do that. I would sit in front with a table. I wouldn't, you know, so people felt safe, but I would still want to wave and talk and look at their costumes and say, "Oh, you're a little princess." Like, that's fun. And the kids love to know that you recognize what they're wearing and you think it's cool.
Sure. Seeing the creativity.
Yeah.
I would assume where you are, Jason, in Fremont. Are you in a cul-de-sac or anything?
No, but it's a very active,
there's a
lot of kids walking around all the time. A lot of families.
The problem with where I live is this kind of country. You know, we live on the coast side. There are no real serviceable sidewalks. There's no real street lights.
Mm.
It's treacherous.
Pretty dark. Okay.
And so the kids don't come down our street.
Oh, got it.
Everybody go to Montara. You know, they block off the streets. Everybody parties. We'll miss that.
Kathleen on our Facebook page is doing a glow-in-the-dark Halloween candy hunt in the backyard. I thought that was really, really cool.
That's cool. I like that. Anyways, check in with us because we're still taking ideas. A lot of people maybe still need ideas. Hit us up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. Let us know what you're doing for Halloween. 8:14. What's on the way next?
This was posted on Reddit, and it was a bridesmaid that was pretty livid that the bride wanted her to cover her arms in the wedding.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it coming up. Get your thoughts. Panic at the Disco. High hopes. It's Star 101.3.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:22. Got $1,000 for you here momentarily with Money Where It Matters. So like about 5 minutes away, get ready to win. You know, every time we read something on Reddit, we have to ask ourselves, are people this vile? Because some of these stories are like, what?
There's a thread that people like to post on Reddit called Am I the A-Hole?
Yes. They present scenarios, mm-hmm. and then they ask the people to weigh in and go, am I being the jerk here, or is this somebody else's problem?
Right. So there's a woman that just wrote in. She was supposed to be a bridesmaid in her cousin's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I guess a few years ago, she was in an accident and her arms were really scarred.
Yep.
And the cousin basically told her she wanted her to cover her arms.
Find a dress that covers up your arms. You're going to ruin my pictures.
Yes. The quote in the thread was, I don't know how else to say this, but I don't want your arms in my pictures. They're so ugly.
Oh. Yes.
Now, I read that and I thought to myself, is it possible that somebody would actually say that to someone
Same.
With scars? I find it very hard to believe.
Same.
But maybe it was in the tone.
But you're a good person.
I am a good person. I just can't believe a woman would say this to another woman or someone with a scar like that.
Every time I read Reddit. And, you know, they claim that somebody said this or did this. And I go, there's no way. But then you watch the news or you go online and you go, no, there are people that are that ridiculous out there. And this girl apparently went full bridezilla. So it's not the bridezilla asking if she's the jerk. It's the bridesmaid who is now refusing to cover up her arms.
Yeah. And she said, I've come to terms with my arms. If you don't like them in your wedding, then I don't want to be in your wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her for saying that because, you know, for people who have scars, that's hard to deal with. A lot of them are painful memories.
Sure.
Or, you know, even my stupid knee scar, it's probably like 7 or 8 inches long.
Right.
And like, I remember when I first had that operation, I thought, well, now I'm damaged. Hmm. Now my body has the scar on it. I'm not cute anymore because it's just this, you know, but for a lot of people, once they come to terms with it, it's a symbol of courage, healing.
Yep.
It's a battle wound.
Yep.
It's a story.
It's a story.
But to have someone else bring it up in a negative light, it brings back a lot of trauma for people with scars.
You're already self-conscious about it. And to Sandy's point, like you've finally come to terms with the fact, you know, as we get older and you get scarred up as
yeah.
you get older, right?
Life happens.
And I look at scars on my body and go, I got a story here.
Right.
Let me tell you about the time this happened. And you know what? I use them as teachable moments for my daughter. Like I show her the stab wound that I gave myself when I was 9 with an X-Acto knife. And I say, baby, this is why when you open a box with a razor, you want to push away from yourself, not towards yourself.
Mm.
Don't be like daddy, because this happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, for example.
Yeah.
But back to this. So we're talking about this woman who was basically in a wedding party for a bridezilla who demanded that she cover her arms up because she had scars from a car accident.
If I were her, I wouldn't even come to the wedding at that point.
Tap out.
That would hurt me so bad because it makes you feel ashamed. Like
yeah.
you're not pretty enough to be in my pictures. Sorry, I want all my girls to match. Like you always hear those stories. Like what did we talk about 2 weeks ago or
What's
3
that?
Weeks ago about the one bride who wanted all the bridesmaids to be the same.
Same haircut, same hairstyle, same
yes.
hair color.
Yes.
Like, is this for real?
I don't know, but I know people get nuts when they get married, and that happens. But then you hear stories like this, you're like, wow, is this real? I don't know.
I want to talk to some ladies. If you're listening right now, and maybe you've been in a few weddings, maybe you've had some bridezilla encounters of some like really strange
over the top requests. Yeah.
Hit us up because I'm genuinely curious.
I'm sure
these people exist.
I feel kind of bad because when we were first talking about this, I mm-hmm. saw the headline. I was excited to talk about it because I thought it would be a big arms thing.
Right.
And for me, I hate my arms. And I know that's a strong word. I hate my arms. I hide them at all costs.
Sure.
I hate having them out. I hate having them in pictures. God help me if I ever have a picture with a tank top from the side.
Mm.
It's like the death of me. So if I was in a wedding and they asked me to cover my arms, absolutely.
Right.
Give me a shawl.
I'm doing it either way.
Let's go.
I'll bring
a cape. No, I'm serious. I've had to. That's just my issue. I will one day get better at it, but that's been my thing. But I didn't know this was a story about having scars on
that
your
eyes. That makes it even worse.
That's a totally different ballpark we're dealing with, Neil, now. And I think if this story is real, how those people should be ashamed of themselves.
They really should. Hey, look, everybody's got their trauma. If I was in a wedding party and they're like, listen, Marcus, the only thing is all the groomsmen are going to wear shorts. It's a Lederhosen wedding. It's a German, you know, Brewfest wedding.
Because you don't like your legs?
Yeah. I'd be like,
You still do it.
I would ask to be either cropped out or enhanced.
Really?
Probably because, like, I don't need my little spindles ruining your pictures. My little chicken legs ruining your pictures. But look, everybody's got their trauma.
Right. As far as this story is concerned,
yeah.
I don't think she has been in the wedding, and all the people that wrote back to her on this thread were very supportive, as they should have been.
That part I like. All right. 8:26. We'll check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk Gwen and Blake, officially engaged. That's coming up.
you know? The news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Trying to give you the feels, trying to make you smile. It's what we do every morning, 7:40 and 8:40. If you're brand new to the show, it's called Good News, and it's simply that. Brought to you by Shreve & Company this hour, luxury timepieces, fine designers, flawless diamonds. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is about a guy in Montana who recently got his stolen Harley-Davidson motorcycle returned after 4 years. 2 weeks ago, he was outside, found it leaning up against the garage. This is a motorcycle in his 20s that he built. And, you know, you just, after 4 years, you assume it was stolen. Somebody apparently opened his garage when he was on vacation, took it out of the garage, took a few other things as well. They filed a report, and that was that. But somehow, and the quote in the story was, I was like, what the hell? I couldn't believe it.
You got to do the accent, though.
I was like, what the hell? I couldn't believe it. I don't even know what accent that is. It's so stupid. But anyways, he had to call up the detective that was on this and say, it's been... unmissing. I don't know what the term he used, but it's now been unstolen. Thank you. Unstolen. I don't know who, they still can't figure out who did this. The tires were flat. There was no other mileage. I wonder if they just needed it for parts. The engine needs a little work, but yeah, he's got his bike back.
Hello, my name is Hank Hill, and my Harley Davidson has been returned.
Exactly. Miles McCarville is his name, by the way. Does that not sound like a Family Guy character anyways?
Totally.
Guy in Montana. Really cool story.
We're still trying to piece together. Somebody 4 years later was like, I can't deal with the guilt anymore.
Didn't you hear these stories all the time? I love these stories. People carry around a guilty conscience. It's just whether or not they choose to listen to it to do something about it.
I want to know that somebody posted it up on social media and he felt pressure, or maybe it's a small town in Montana where everybody knows everybody and somebody knew that that was somebody else's bike.
Or maybe the pandemic made him think about life.
You might be right, because we're all just dust in the wind, brother.
Okay, whatever.
My good news is the story of a couple of people who knew each other in elementary school. They were friends. They hadn't talked to each other since high school. It had been 25 years. But then Marcy, the lady in the pair, needed a kidney. She put it out on social media. She just put it out into the universe. And a guy by the name of Ray, her old friend, saw it on Facebook, ended up being a match, donated his kidney. So this is a two for one. Because not only did Marcy get a kidney, but they have been reunited as old friends.
Oh, what an amazing gift to give someone.
I just personally love it when social media goes viral for good reasons, not crappy reasons.
Yeah.
And this is one of the best reasons. And Ray says, out of all the good things he's done in his life, nothing is more gratifying than helping her and being a live donor. And he's encouraging anybody considering donating a kidney to do it. He said, you got a spare, you know.
Oh.
but there you go. So it brought them together, got her a new kidney, and I just think it's very selfless. Anyway, that's our good news. 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings in Star 101.3. Take a quick check of what's trending coming up next.
Now is What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
News, gossip, and everything you'll be talking about today here in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Congratulations to Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. They are officially engaged. This came out of nowhere. I had no idea they would even get married or get engaged. I just thought they'd be one of those couples that was blissfully happy as a couple. I didn't know if they wanted to get married, but the rings were showing yesterday and they're very excited about it.
I hope they treat each other right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I guess, you know, when you roll out of your first relationship, the second time around, you really, at least I did anyway, you lay back and you reevaluate how you treat the other person.
Well, they met when they were both getting divorced.
Right.
They met on the set of The Voice, and she had no idea who he was, and it just turned out they completely fell in love with each
other. That's great.
I love following both of them online. Let's see. Friday, Sam Smith's new album, Love Goes, comes out. He also was just interviewed and said he wants kids by age 35. He is a spry 28 right now, born in 1992. Ariana Grande also has her new album out on Friday called Positions. Chrissy Teigen, thankfully back on social media. She took a long break, obviously, with the miscarriage. She just wanted to have some space and some healing. She said last night, I've missed posting my cookbook journey. Mm-hmm. I got to step away from the world and do something I love, but I truly miss being able to bring you along for the journey. I loved and missed you guys.
She's really good on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Like, really good at clapping back.
I don't know how she does it. Sometimes, like, she's got... a lot of followers, but also a lot of trolls. I don't have her strength. Let's see. Saturday is Halloween. Obviously, remember Sunday, we set the clocks back an hour, fall back. We
Can't
get an
wait.
Extra hour of sleep. And let's see. Election Day, Tuesday. Selena Gomez just admitted she voted for the very first time. She said she just didn't feel like it counted the last two elections.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Shaq also just voted for the first time. So don't feel bad if it's your first time. Know that there are a lot of people in your place.
Shaq was funny because he admitted to getting shamed into doing it because this year specifically, he was getting paid like endorsement fees to tell other people to vote. And he was like, I can't not vote if I'm telling other people to vote.
At least, you know what? That's called a man who listens to his conscience.
Right?
He said, I'm going to be honest with the public. So good for him.
You can't just take the money. Some good news here with quarantine. Three Bay Area counties, Contra Costa, Marin, and San Mateo counties have advanced to the less restrictive orange tier as of yesterday. That means restaurants can go to 50% capacity. Let's see, places of worship, movie theaters, increased capacity for gyms. Point being, it's a step in the right direction. We seem to be doing a decent job in the Bay Area of quelling this next spike. The rest of the country kind of spiking out, but we're doing it right. So let's protect ourselves. Let's protect our neighbors. This is my reminder for you to wear your mask and stay 6 feet socially distant. It's not that difficult. Let's just knock this out together. I love it. Good job, Bay Area. Top 10 most haunted places in the U.S. We've been talking about them this morning. The Winchester Mystery House comes in at number 9. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Is it scary?
It depends on if you get scared easily.
I'm afraid to go because I do.
No, they give really cool tours.
Okay. My wife grew up right like 5 minutes from that place.
Yeah.
And I've never been. Coming from Salinas, you'd always see the billboards, and I was always like, oh,
you gotta go if you're in the Bay Area.
Hell no.
Yeah, you gotta go.
What about that nighttime? Don't they have like a candlelight tour too?
I don't see again. Anywhere? I don't know if they do this year. I don't think so, but that's the one I did. Yeah.
Number one on the list of the 10 most haunted places in the U.S. Zach Bagans, the Haunted Museum in Vegas. Sandy's two favorite thing is Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures is his show, and that will be on all weekend. And they do visit Joe Exotics, I think either house or part of a zoo.
Yeah.
And it looks like they found a lot of things that were creepy, including human remains.
No, thank you. We go to the sports desk. The Dodgers became World Series champions last night for the first time since 88. They won game 6 of the series 3-1 over the Rays. There was a little bit of drama. Their third baseman was... he was diagnosed with coronavirus and got pulled in the 8th inning. And then he went running out after the game, tore his mask off, kissed his wife, posed with the team, all sweaty and stuff. But he had apparently has the Rona. But his teammates didn't seem to care. They're like, look, he's part of this team. He wants his picture with the trophy, and there you go. But social media is upset. So take that for what you will. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, we have a couple of things. We've got a really sweet... house decorated for Halloween out in Montero. One of my buddies really leans in. He's got singing jack-o'-lanterns on the front porch. He's got a tube coming out of the second story window, a candy chute that lights up. And then also there's a guy in Dallas who got the cops called on him several times because of the scenes in his front yard. There's a guy hanging from his roof with a knife through his fake head. There's like a death scene in the front yard. The neighbors are freaking out. If I was walking by with my kids, I don't know.
Oh, even as an adult, I was like, whoa, that's a little too real, man.
You want to check all of this out, follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram right now.
And that's what's trending today in the Bay.
Catch up on everything you'll be talking about with your friends at work today. Weekday mornings at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50.
See those stories and more in the Marcus and Sandy blog now at 1013.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 9:53. About to bounce out of here. Sandy's on her way to an appointment later today. Is that right? What's going on today?
I may or may not be seeing an esthetician for the first time in forever.
Get a wax.
Yes. Now, leave it there.
No, it's fine.
I don't need to go into detail.
Just curious. Is this for you personally, or is there a gentleman caller in the wings?
No, gentleman. No, this is for my personal sanity. Okay.
Whatever it takes.
It's been a long year.
But I remember the day. The day my wife went and got a pedicure for the first time in like 7 months, she was like, when the lady started rubbing her feet, she's like, I just want her to keep doing that for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you might be able to flip her like $40 and be like, can you just keep going? That, please. Anyway, we'll have fun today.
Thank you.
We have more cash on the way for you. Nina's going to be on here with more star music, obviously. And we'll have more Halloween music for you and $1,000. Another shot at it. And then all day today, just be listening at 10:25 for your chance to win. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.